I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A mayor gets busted on social media. Ravi is the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey. A major water main broke on Tuesday night last week, and he went to door to door to door, dropping off water bottles and giving people like the information they need to know, kind of updates like, here's what's going on. They're working on it.
Dang, that's nice.
And that's like, whoa, way to be connected to your community. Good job, Ravi. He then posted some photos on his Facebook showing what he was doing. And apparently, you know, he wanted to praise himself because from a fake account, he left a comment under the picture that said, thanks for the hands-on work and unrelenting pressure you're placing on the water company. It's needed and necessary. Here's the thing, though. The problem, he didn't log out of his official mayor account.
Oh, no.
Into the other fake account. So he left the comment praising himself under his own account.
Oh, my gosh.
Instantly, people called him out in his office, wound up saying, you know what? It's because his brother had access to the mayor's social media account during the campaign, and he made the post an error.
Wow.
And I'd love to be on that social media team. So come on, man. You did a good job, but you don't have to be an idiot and like pat yourself on the back. A family got hospitalized after eating a special dinner that they made. I think I live when I see this.
Special dinner, special in quotes.
Yes, the ingredient. A family picked some wild mushrooms that they found in the courtyard of their apartment complex, and they got sick. Now, the reason I say live the web girl, I think of you, is because like you are healthy. You'd probably have a salad or something with mushrooms. Like, oh, well, look, there's some mushrooms right there in my apartment complex.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the family experienced vomiting and stomach pains a few hours after eating a meal they made from unknown wild mushrooms. The fire department had to get called. Poison control even looked for the mushrooms.
Oh, my word.
And they're trying to figure out, like, what the family eat, because some of those things can make you sick and kill you. Well, they found and identified them as green spored leptopia, also known as AKA the vomiter mushroom.
That's
because
disgusting.
It will make you sick. These types of mushrooms are known to cause like severe stomach pain, but luckily for the family, it didn't cause any liver failure or death, because that can happen to people.
Yeah.
Here they are like, here's my thing though. I've been in apartment complexes pretty much my whole life working in radio. I now, like, I'm like, we're renting a house. I wouldn't trust anything I see in an apartment complex. I don't care if you're in a fancy place or a low-end place. I would never pick anything out there.
Hell yeah. No.
You're just asking to get sick right there.
You might be ratchet if you get your food from your apartment landscaping.
And your final story today for your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. A Florida man threatens his coworker. They had a little musical disagreement. This Florida man threatened his coworker with a box cutter over an argument about Christian music.
You know, some of it is good, some of it is cheesy.
The man was at a warehouse where he and a coworker were cooking hamburgers, drinking beer, and listening to music.
What would Jesus listen to?
Nickelback. A deputy said the man demanded the music to be changed to Christian music, but his coworker refused. That's when the man used a box cutter to threaten the guy.
That's not what Jesus would do.
No. The victim went to the bathroom and called 911. While in the bathroom, the man's like, hey, get off the phone! Isn't this guy that wanted to hear the Christian music? Now he's trying to, like, hurt somebody.
Clearly he did need to listen to it because he needed to calm down.
No kidding. He caused almost $500 in damage to the door. Deputies found the man on the side of the warehouse sleeping in the back seat of his car. The man told cops the victim's actions caused Satan to manifest inside of him.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sometimes Satan manifests inside of me, too. A lot of times when I'm sitting in traffic.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
That man was arrested, and maybe while he's in prison, he'll get to hear some sweet, sweet baby Jesus music. Those right there are your dummies of the day. Check them all out. RadioNowIndy.com.